And the leaves turn bright red. And it has little clusters of berries on it. And some people use it to tan leather with.
And it's poison.
Uh-huh. It's poison to some people, not to everybody.
Oh. And they use it to tan leather with.
Uh-huh.
Now I should know that. That was, say, that was a bush like a shrub?
Yeah, uh-huh. It says, turns bright red in the fall and has a little red bunch at the top, and it grows all over on hillsides, kind of. And it does produce berries, but those are poisonous.
Pokeberries.
Okay, how about if I show you the name and you tell me, and you say
it,
and tell me if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Will you say it?
Shumac.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of it and I've seen it growing, but I didn't know that they use it to tan leather with.
It says used by some old people in tanning.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know how, but okay. What are some other kinds of poisonous plants? They make your skin break out in a rash.
Poison ivy, poison oak, and then we have a plant, an old nettle, especially when kids are going barefooted, and boy, you get next to that, and I'm telling you what truth, it run you nuts.
Are they like stickers?
No, it causes breaking out on your feet and legs,
oh.
and great big old whelps about so big, come up an inch
big
and burn.
Big old what?
Whelps.
Oh, okay.
And like I say, it just run you nuts.
Ew. But it doesn't stick into you then?
Mm-mm.
Just if you brush up against it?
Just brush up against it.
Ew. And what do you treat it with, do you know?
Now, I tell you what we used to put on there to kill it. It was kerosene oil.
Really?
Coal oil.
Hmm. I hope I never run into any.
But now it would do it. It would really stop it from burning and itching right and kill it right quick.
Did you have to use it a lot, or did you just have to put that on
one application would generally do it.
Hmm. All right, what are some local berries around here? What kind of berries are grown?
Well, now, do you mean the wild berries or the tame berries or what?
Well, tame berries, I think.
Well, now, you've got your strawberries, you've got your, well, now, your blackberries, they're cultivated, too. And you've got your balsam berry.
What kind is that?
Balsam berry.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to the blueberry. And, let me see.
What about there's another red berry. Well, sometimes it's black. It's got kind of a rough surface. I think it's a little smaller than a strawberry.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Some of them are bright red, and some of them are red.
Like a cherry?
No, I think they're like a lot of little tiny berries all clustered together. Like blackberries, only they're red.
Only they're red. Cranberries?
Mm-hmm. Here, I'll show it to you. Maybe I'm describing it wrong.
Raspberry.
Yeah.
Well, now, raspberry, we have that here, and we have another one similar to the raspberry that grows wild, which is called a dewberry.
Oh. Do they look alike?
They look alike,
except one's wild and one's tame, domesticated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. If they could kill you, you would say they are?
Poison.
All right. What would you call a tall bush that grows in the mountains or in the woods? It has pink and white flowers, and they grow wild.
A tall tree?
Tall bush.
Yeah. Honeysuckles?
No. I'm thinking about something a little bit different. I think the flowers are bigger than that. They're pink and white. Maybe something like azaleas.
Pink and white.
Uh-huh.